Maurice Blackmore, a pioneer naturopath who established Blackmore's in 1932, played an integral role in founding the Southern School of Naturotherapies, or SSNT. While SSNT is now part of Torrens University Australia, the legacy lives on. This conversation was held as part of the SSNT 60th anniversary in 2021 between Marcus Blackmore AM, son of Maurice, and me, Natalie Cook, Director of Innovation, Industry and Employability at Torrens University, and a proud SSNT graduate myself. Listen now as we explore the past, present and future of this important shared heritage.
I'd like to introduce Marcus Blackmore AM today. Marcus Blackmore was born in Queensland in 1945. Received his high school education at Church of England Grammar School in Brisbane and then later gained a naturopathic diploma from the New South Wales College of Naturopathic Sciences. Additionally served from 1969 to 71 in the Australian Army with service in Vietnam. Marcus is a member of Harvest Business School alumni and his recreational interests are yacht racing and aviation, including previously flying a private helicopter. As the son of Blackmore's company founder, Maurice Blackmore, he's been active in the complementary medicine industry since joining Blackmore's at just 18 years old, serving on the board since 1973, including as executive chairman until 2017 and executive director until 2020. And the Blackmore's group is, of course, an ASX 200 company. So thank you for joining us today, Marcus. It's a pleasure to have you.
Good. My pleasure.
Really interested in exploring the relationship of Blackmore's with the Southern School of Natural Medicine.
I remember those years fondly with my activities of my father and particularly Alf Jacka. Now, Alf Jacka, who founded the Southern School of Naturopathy with help from his wife, Judy, Alf was tall, impressive individual, I have to tell you. And he and my father were very close. And I know my father was very keen to extend the whole naturopathic concept in Victoria. Alf was there. Alf did a lot of his practice was with biochemics. And my father, whilst he had an understanding and a belief in homeopathy, he didn't really believe that the homeopathic concept should extend to minerals. And so he developed his own range of minerals, which he called celloids. So he talked to Alf about this, and Alf subsequently changed a fair amount of his practice from biochemics to celloids. Alf became one of the biggest customers of Blackmore's. He ended up as a director of the company for a number of years, also one of the biggest shareholders. And I'd say, with all due deference to my father, obviously, I think Alf Jacka was one of the greatest naturopaths Australia had ever seen and probably will ever see. I think this was Alf's approach. Everybody that's got a health problem has basically got a mental problem about it, you know, in terms of worrying about it. So he tend to address that first. And then when they came back after 2 weeks, then he may be able to give them other remedies for the specific thing. Now, whether he ultimately practiced that in the long term, I don't know, but I certainly remember he was doing that. So his patients had come back after the first 2 weeks and say, well, you know, my crook knee's not any better, but gee whiz, I feel better. And of course, I mean, the ultimate thing for any practitioner is for your patients to come in and say they're feeling better after 2 weeks.
Of course, I was in my early studies at the Southern School myself. Judy Jacka was one of my lecturers. So her legacy through students going through the school.
She continued Alf's legacy in that practice. His financial legacy of the what's now the Jacka Foundation, I think, has and will continue to make a significant difference to the professionalism of naturopathy as we go forward.
And I think also interesting to note, as you reflected before on that link between mind and body, how many things that were once the realm of naturopathic practice are now regarded as very mainstream, you know, the links between gut health and overall health and immunity and so on.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, I think obviously your father, Maurice, and Alf, very ahead of their time you know, 60 years ago to be setting up an education provider. Why was it so important for them to turn this into a formalised college at the time, do you think?
You must have it underpinned by good education. And so the Southern School of Naturopathy emerged, as did the college in Brisbane that my father ran, and then subsequently a college in Melbourne. And those colleges all shared the shared content and that sort of thing. And I don't think there was any real, and I'm guessing this, but I don't think there was any attempt to make money out of education, that both those guys thought it was so important to have really good education for the future of the profession. So I encourage any of the graduates now to be really focused about the future of the profession, and your own future will be very much determined by the quality of education of people in the future. We are the profession and we are the medicine of the future. Of that, there is no question.
Thank you. And you've seen, obviously, an immense change through your lifetime in the sector. If you had a crystal ball, where do you think the sector is heading?
Look, there's no doubt we're just going to get bigger and better at what we do. There's no doubt about that. We're attracting, I think, some really good people into these universities as students now. So before, you know, why would you want to be a student if you turn out and people call you a quack? Mm. You know, so that's behind us now. That level of criticism from the public, you know, the parents are now saying, oh, well, they're proud to say that my son or my daughter's doing naturopathy or chiropractic or osteopathy or something like that. So, you know, I think we're on the verge of great things for the natural health professions in Australia.
Thanks for listening. I can only agree. We are on the verge of great things, with the important role health professions such as naturopathy play as part of a safe, effective, inclusive, and holistic health sector in Australia.